I would have seen the fund bedding in the Anglo-Irish Agreement and laying a lot of the community groundwork for the Good Friday Agreement. It's a very important organisation. I'm very privileged to have been appointed by the British and Irish governments, and I intend to do whatever we can, make sure that there's increased stability and certainty for people who've live in this part of the world. One of the luxuries or benefits of greying hair is that you've been around a long time. I've seen a lot. I've seen how things have moved from very, very difficult circumstances, primarily through community leadership, making brave steps, have recovered ground and built bridges, sometimes the most difficult of circumstances. So I have no doubt that the right people, given the chance, are going to work very hard. And the North-South relations within Northern Ireland and East-West relations will all be back on track.
And it is your belief that the IFI has a very crucial and very pivotal role to play in that overall process?
The IFI's position from the very beginning was, reconciliation between the major identities in both parts of the island. Its focus has always been on uniting people, building relationships, building networks, and I think, yes, we have an important role to play in that.